Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour. Coming up in the next segment, we're scheduled to have Professor Dr. David Ray Griffin joining us, best-selling author on 9/11, very astute, able to wake up a lot of people. And we're here with a big tent to promote him and promote what he's doing. He just had a sold-out crowd in San Francisco there, exposing the myth of 9/11. We've got links to that up on Infowars.com, an MP3 of that. But he'll be joining us with another newsmaker interview here today. Another one of the credible whistleblowers and people exposing government complicity in 9/11, running the attacks as a pretext for global empire. And we will continue to take calls throughout the broadcast today as well on a new number for now, 888-234-5464, 888-234-5464. I can't give numbers out right. 888-234-4564. 888-234-4564. And we will certainly get you up and on the air as well. And then later, I want to spend some time on the headline, Scientist Cheers Holocaust Wish, from right here in Austin, Texas. He gave a speech last weekend saying it again, and he gave a speech a month ago to the Texas Academy of Scientists saying it, and it's not based in science, and he got off on it according to the professors and others we've talked to that witnessed it. 95% of the professors and scientists and students and graduate students got up to a rousing applause, a standing ovation that went on and on. And this is an elite mentality, an elite philosophy, and we're going to be exposing it. It's even crept into the 9/11 truth movement, people pushing these Malthusian social Darwinistic views. Very destructive. I am honored to now be joined by Professor David Ray Griffin, best-selling author. I'll tell you about those books as well. And it is good to have you on with us today, sir.
Good morning, Alex. Good to be back with you.
You bet. We're about to break. When we come back, I want to get into how things went over the weekend in San Francisco. You're very successful speech and presentation that you gave, and I want to talk to you about where you think the 9/11 truth movement is going, what you think of Charlie Sheen going public, if you think other big people are going to be going public, and basically from your in-depth analysis, what you think really happened on 9/11, and maybe go through the four scenarios that you discussed. But first off, I just again want to thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
How did it go in San Francisco?
Oh, quite well. All three events that I spoke for were sold out. The one, they had a capacity of 600, and I guess they turned away 50 or more. So it's very encouraging. It shows that that there's a growing movement of people out there who are interested in this, you know, interested enough to come out on a rainy night, and there's an enormous amount of interest and enthusiasm about it. I also spoke for the Democratic World Federalists and then at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. And again, they said they had the biggest audiences they had had in some time.
Well, that's exciting. What did you title your speech in San Francisco? Wasn't it something like the 9/11 hoax or fraud or...
All three of them were called 9/11, the myth and the reality.
Oh, yes, the myth and the reality. I saw that.
Yeah.
Saw that on some of the sites, and I believe we have a link to that MP3.
Yeah, what I stressed was that myth is used in various ways, and our ordinary use of it is just means something that's false. But also, it's a religious myth serves as a sacred story, and that's what 9/11 has done.
A sacred fable. A new religion of the police state. A new religion delivering us into the hands of neo-fascism. Professor David Ray Griffin's our guest. We'll be back in just 3 short minutes. Important messages. So stay with us. Strap yourselves in.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central, back from 9 to midnight on the Ragtag GCN Radio Network. And we will be taking your calls later in this hour. Sean, Chris, Doug, Fred, and many, many others. And the toll-free call-in number at this time, while we're getting the old phone system in order, the gremlins have attacked it, is 888-234-4564. And this new phone system can take even more calls. So I think we had like 12 of them lined up earlier. Okay, Professor David Ray Griffin, I know some of you don't know who he is, most of you do, but Professor, before we get into 9/11, just for people that don't know who you are, tell us about yourself and then tell us how you woke up to 9/11. I saw a story, a positive one, in the San Francisco Chronicle with the headline, Out Loud, An Inside Job, and the San Francisco Chronicle just came right out and said you're very credible and are saying it's an inside job. By the way, the San Francisco Chronicle, I didn't mention this, wrote an article saying Infowars.com is right and calling us a watchdog yesterday. I just learned of this article. I don't know if we posted it. I think I gave it to my webmaster. Saying we're right about MySpace censoring people, you know, deleting 200,000 profiles, hate speech, and all the rest of this. So that's coming up later. But Professor, tell us about yourself and your awakening so we can compare it to other people's awakenings. And then I want to talk about some of the other whistleblowers and then your particular approach to 9/11 and why it's been so effective with your scholarly approach to waking people up.
Well, my background, I've been a philosophy of religion and theology professor. I had gotten interested in the last 10-15 years of my teaching career in the questions of global politics, and then after 9/11 I started writing a book on U.S. imperialism, because I had originally accepted the blowback thesis that 9/11 was blowback from U.S. foreign policy that most Americans didn't know about. But then about a year and a half in, I saw that this was, like many other incidents, a false flag operation to promote our entry into a war, in this case a self-declared war on terrorism.
I mean, describe that awakening, though. I mean, do you remember the moment when you just had seen so much evidence that it clicked, or was it more incremental?
Oh, yeah, it was very definite. It was after a colleague had sent the a website that had Paul Thompson's timeline. There was a 200-page, what at that time was a 200-single-spaced page timeline giving all sorts of stories from the strictly mainstream press that contradicted the official story. So if I recall correctly, it was only, you know, a couple hours into that that I saw that the official story most likely was false.
I found that's very effective, the different 100 smoking guns, 200 smoking guns, 20 smoking guns. There's all these different articles out there that just list mainstream what is available. If you can, for people that just joined us, go through what your four different views. There's four different ways to historically look at this from different perspectives.
Let's see. That was some time back that I gave that lecture. Certainly there's the official theory that this was an attack by foreign terrorists, and therefore in order to protect ourselves we had to launch this war on terror. Other people believe that yeah, that was true, but that we lied about some of the details, and certainly particularly lied about Iraq, in order to justify a response that was completely disproportionate to the cause, and in some cases had no relation. So that would be the view of many of the much of the left who hold that view. Certainly a third view is that the government knew it was coming but deliberately let it happen and then perhaps joined in. So, for example, perhaps Al-Qaeda really did organize the attack on the World Trade Center, but of course they couldn't have made the buildings come down so that our own agents placed the explosives in there. And then, of course, the fourth theory is that that our people were orchestrating the whole thing. And
now you've said on this, I mean you've said on this broadcast that you believe only number four fits the facts, and I concur.
Well, that's right. And you know, for many people it's more comfortable to think about, well, maybe we just allowed it to happen. It seems more evil to orchestrate the whole thing, but really it doesn't make much difference in terms of the level of evil involved. And when you look at the start looking at the details, you realize that the let it happen position just doesn't fit so many of the facts. Like how did Al-Qaeda defeat the most sophisticated defense system in history? They could not have carried off even the attack on the World Trade Center. When you see Bush's behavior at the school, obviously the lead Secret Service agent had to know that that schoolhouse was not going to be a target, or they would have been out of there immediately, and so on and so on.
And then you clearly have the bomb blast points going off in all three of the buildings. Building 7, sterling example. You have the public officials warned not to fly. It goes on and on.
That's right. That's right. So
And then we have things like Northwoods, where the U.S. government says we can stage our agents getting on planes, have that land somewhere else, fly a drone, blow it up, and claim young people were on board. That'll cause a helpful wave of national indignation for a pretext for World War III. We then have Gulf of Tonkin. We then have USS Liberty. We have Project Ajax going in and overthrowing Mossadegh, now admitted and declassified. Our government carried out terror attacks to blame it on him successfully. I mean, there's so many examples of that. Then we have PNAC saying we need helpful Pearl Harbor events. We have Brzezinski saying the same thing. I mean, it's just once you start, and then you have the motive for a domestic control, trillions in oil, hundreds of billions in weapons sales, no-bid contracts, it really gets clear.
Yeah, and in my recent lecture, I laid out a lot of this background information, and it seemed like it was helpful to people to hear that before they got into the details about the World Trade Center.
I don't know if you've seen my films, but that's what I do in Road to Tyranny. That's what I do in Martial Law. That's what I did in my little book. And of course, I was the first to cover this. I'm not tooting my horn. I just organically went from the position of, hey, look, they admit they've done it all these times, so why are you shocked now?
That's right, and I find that the two a priori arguments that keep people from looking at the evidence, one is this view that such a big conspiracy could not be kept secret, and again, if people knew the history of big operations, they would know that is not true. Many, many big operations have been kept a secret. Nobody has come forward who was on the inside and talked. And the other one is simply that we wouldn't do such a thing. And again, if people knew our own history of false flag operations and terrorist campaigns, they would realize that a priori argument doesn't work either.
Well,
you have to look at the evidence in this particular case and say, did they do it again?
Exactly, and I mean, I would add the caveat that big operations do go public, but the whistleblowers get ignored because the media is owned and no one ever learns of it.
Yeah, I asked yesterday at the Commonwealth Club if anybody there knew about the war that we started in Indonesia in 1957, fomented a full-scale civil war, and nobody had. It hadn't even been revealed until 1995.
Well, the average American doesn't even know that we've got tens of thousands of troops in a full-scale war in Colombia right now.
That's right. So these things can be kept secret, at least from the American public.
You were trying to finish up with Indonesia when I interrupted.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is pretty amazing to think that nothing came out in public between 1957 and 1995, when George and Audrey Cahan published the book called Subversion as Foreign Policy, and still most Americans have not heard of that, so they don't realize that there was a huge operation that was kept secret for several decades.
Well, basically, you have academics and you have independent researchers who've been cloistered because of mainstream media compartmentalization. We've never gotten out to the people. Now that dam has broken. Do you agree the dam has broken?
I think it has. One big factor was the rise of this organization called Scholars for 9/11 Truth. So, just a while ago, people could ridicule the movement, say it's a bunch of crazies on the internet, and a few people with talk shows, and, a theologian. And now there are, 60 or 70 full members. That means, I believe in all cases, people with PhDs, who have joined this movement, and we have, they're now mechanical engineers and all the disciplines that are needed.
Physicists, structural engineers.
That's right. And so it cannot be ridiculed anymore as something that only a bunch of crazies believe. And then the fact, and you mentioned Charlie Sheen, the fact that there's this breakthrough that you helped instigate, that got national media attention. And, as soon as people become aware that these things are being talked about and look into them, they can see rather immediately, as long as they don't have these a priori blinders on, they can see rather immediately that the official story just doesn't make sense. Like, well, Charlie particularly stressed Building 7, and that is probably one of the clearest examples that it had to be an inside job.
Stay there. Riveting information. We'll continue to talk about this breakthrough that's happened, and then where David Ray Griffin, Professor David Ray Griffin, believes this is going in the future. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's the Genesis Network. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll tell you about his websites and his books.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know executive orders and other laws have already been passed that can create a legal dictatorship in America? These laws can affect you by seizing all communication media, all electric power, fuel, minerals, food supplies and resources, all farms and farm equipment, all means of transportation, including personal vehicles, total control over all highways, seaports and waterways, seize all American people for workforces. These laws extend to all parts of our life. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Defending the human species from psychopaths that have gotten control of our society. And I am a student of history, a layman, but that is what I have done for entertainment for decades. I find history to be much more riveting than fiction. And I don't know of governments or empires or societies where evil people didn't normally get into control, where despotism and subterfuge wasn't the norm. Professor David Ray Griffin, best-selling author, one of the leaders in the 9/11 scholar movement, in fact, the founder, I would venture to say, of that movement, one of the first prominent people in the vanguard of that second wave we saw 3 years ago. Professor, from your study of history, and I know you've studied history quite a bit, I mean, was my previous statement false, or is tyranny the normal ether and liberty a rare, delicate flower?
Well, that's certainly the case. And, you know, we had this saying from Ben Franklin, you know, what do we have here? A republic if you can keep it. And it is very hard to keep it, and of course now we have people who deliberately don't want it to be kept, and unfortunately, in the meantime, they co-opted the Fourth Estate so that the mainstream media, which we would assume would be protesting all these incursions on civil rights and all these violations of international law, are for the most part remaining silent.
What are they going to do about that? I mean, they're really moving to tax and regulate and shut down speech. Rumsfeld and others, head of the Defense Department, Ministry of Defense in England, has said the same thing, that they're losing. The mainstream media now knows they've lost credibility. The alternative media surpassed in visitors and readership and viewership last year. They're really starting to panic, and I see them moving to try to block us.
Yeah, I've seen these signs. I haven't studied it enough to speak with any authority on it, but I certainly fear that that will be the next step, and that a few steps have already been taken.
Is Pandora's box already open? Is the genie already out of the bottle? Are the floodgates already open?
I just don't know. The problem is that the alternative media, whereas it's reaching a lot of people,
is fractured.
It's fractured, and you don't have an organizing center, whereas with the mainstream media, you still have a large percentage of the voting public there. So when they get all hot about something, they can mobilize the masses.
They can still steer the debate to a certain extent, but I see that deteriorating.
Yeah, but it's still so powerful. My own view as for the future of the 9/11 movement, I think there are two major things that are going on now. One is the one I already mentioned, the growth of enormous increase in the number of scholars who are involved in it and visibly involved. Second front that I've been starting to focus more on now is
young people.
Pardon?
I was just guessing. Young people?
Well, that's a third one that needs to come also is some sort of mass movement. But maybe prior to that or simultaneously, it needs to become a religious movement. So I have been speaking more directly on that recently, speaking specifically from a Christian point of view. My Madison lecture, of course, was a more general question about what religious people in general should do insofar as we share a lot of basic moral values between
the religions. We're about to break in a longer segment coming up. I'd like to give you a chance, David Ray Griffin and Professor Griffin, to elaborate on that. Before we break, though, I recognized 4 years ago and have spoken on this, and it's interesting that you've, I'm sure, just parallel to that, you know, from your own instinctual level, came up with this, that 9/11 is a religious style fable, a religion that is to promote the police state and a centralization of tyranny, and I looked at it as a generational thing, dealing with government sponsored terror being the touchstone of a leech, that it is important to get the religious leaders off their duffs into that. So I'm very excited to be able to start learning that you've got a plan.
Yeah, and I'm starting already to get an increase in emails from people who are saying, I'm working on contacting churches in this region. What are the resources? So there's a sudden increase in that kind of interest.
Because schools, colleges, and primary education, and then the churches themselves really are the center of the community.
That's right. So just as in Germany, there was a confessing church movement that said one cannot both be a Christian and a supporter of Nazism. We need to see a similar thing here with our various religions and American imperialism.
I agree. Stay there, sir. We'll come back, get into that and a lot more on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Griffin is our guest, and I know that we have Randy in Virginia, Joel in London, England, Fred in Pennsylvania, Doug in Arizona, Chris in Arizona, Sean in New Hampshire, Matthew in North Carolina, and many, many others. This new phone system can take, I'm told, like 15 plus calls or more. I guess it'll just continue on and on and on. So we'll try to get to all your calls. Professor Griffin is a gentleman. He's very gracious. He just got back from several speeches, and he's going to be with us until the middle of the next hour, so we have plenty of time to take your calls. We'll go to calls later in this segment. I appreciate you all being patient. We'll try to go to Joel first because he's on his dime from London, England. But, Professor Griffin, I don't do this, and I want to get into your religious views on this and how to, you know, make it a movement in the religious circles where it needs to be. That's the black, brigades of the priests and pastors that started the Revolutionary War. They were the heart, the dynamo, the fulcrum, the engine. Same thing against Hitler. In Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head, a 900-page book I read in high school, it was all the secret Nazi communiques about how their biggest problems in occupied Europe were the Christians, just like slavery was ended by Christians. And so much more. It is our jobs to get out there and do this. It's our historical role. I want to speak to that, but I want you to understand, Professor, I do not do this because of ego. The question I'm going to ask you, I do this because I have been forced to because of people claiming the mantle of founder, claiming the mantle of leaders, claiming the mantle of forerunners, and then even saying you're a Johnny Come Lately and others. I'm a platform for you and Dr. Bob Bowman and Andres von Bulow and Michael Meacher and David Shaler, MI5 agents, and Andy Michon, MI5, and Dr. Ray McGovern. I'm a platform for all of you who put everything on the line for Charlie Sheen and many others that are going to go public. We are here to defend and survive. I'm in this for the right reason. You're in this for the right reason. When I went on air on 9/11 and said it's an inside job, laid out the facts when I did it 2 months before the attack, I lost a lot. I went through a lot. And I did it because I understood what was happening because I was already an expert on government-sponsored terror and had made films about it previous to 9/11. And then I see saw other people claiming that they were the leaders, the founders, when it wasn't true. They were poo-pooing involvement for 6 months, a year. And then now they claim they're the founders and tell us that we've got to get in line and that we've got to subscribe to their orthodoxy, and I see it as very, very dangerous. So I'd like to hear from you, who's researched this, who you think first talked about and exposed 9/11. I'd like to hear from you if it matters who, because I don't think it matters that I'm the founder of the 9/11 Truth Movement. It's irritating to me, though, to be the founder of this, to have taken the hits that I'm not going to get into here on air. They were substantial. And then to see others try to position themselves and basically rewrite history, knowing that the foundational view of any movement is a very important position to hold.
Well, this is a question that I haven't dealt with. I did mention it in the New Pearl Harbor in a note. I said one problem with the book is that when I cite certain sources, they're not necessarily the original sources for these stories. For example, I appealed heavily to Paul Thompson's work and Nafiz Ahmed's work. But, you know, they were not founders. They were derivative. And Paul himself admits that he got started by Michael Rupert. I know other people got started from you. It's not a question I deal with. I've called myself a Johnny Come Lately. What we need are a lot more. I mean, the way to express our gratitude to people like you and Rupert and others who were there at the forefront is to get a lot more Johnnies and Sally come lately.
Well, sir, understand
the movement.
I agree with you, Professor. I don't believe it even matters, but other people then try to position themselves as grand poobahs. I'm talking about orthodoxy, so you agree that that doesn't matter. I mean, I think it's despicable. I mean, what
is no, the important thing is what are people doing now? And my view is that history of the movement will need to be written, particularly if the movement's successful. And at that stage, the historians can sort out who did what and who got to what first and so on. But at this stage, I think that's a great distraction. I agree with you. And that we ought to just focus on the issues.
Yeah, let me make clear that I've only addressed this two or three times in the last couple of years on air, only because I've been forced to, sir. It's like pulling teeth for me. Frankly, I don't like being on the radar screen as, you know, as the Moses of this movement. I mean, I like other people. I like lots of other people doing it. And I just think it's disgusting what some other individuals have done.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I think for the most part we just need to ignore that and keep focusing on the issues and the real enemy.
Yeah, this is not about egos. This is about survival.
Right.
I mean, I wake up at 3 a.m. some mornings covered in sweat, realizing we have a terrorist government, realizing we're all in danger. I'm freaked out. I mean, I take this real serious, and I can't believe there's all these prima donna egomaniacs out there running around attacking everyone, saying, you know, my way or the highway.
Yeah, and these questions come up when I'm talking. What do you think about, who are disinformation agents and who are left gatekeepers and all that?
Figure it out for yourself.
I just ignore those and, you know, keep trying to focus on the issues.
I totally agree, sir, and that's why I've been effective. That's why you've been effective. Give us your view on the theology, how to get in there to the churches, how to use them as their proper designation, as an engine to defend human life and liberty.
Well, I think it's very important to see that this 9/11-based imperial stage that we're in now is definitely a religious movement and one that is diametrically opposed to the basic values of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism.
Explain how it's religious, because I agree, I concur, but explain.
Well, it's religious in that religion has to do with having the censure in harmony with the way things really are. I think that's the most generic definition of religion. It's the desire to be in harmony with the way things really are. Now, the way things really are, that can be understood as God, or that can be understood as the movement of history, like from a more Hegelian point of view. And so people who say, well, you're just on the wrong side of history, they're making a religious appeal there, and that's what goes on here. Sometimes they use explicitly the God language. Bush, immediately after 9/11, gave this sermon in the cathedral in which he consecrated this as a religious movement that God was blessing.
And believing the fraud of 9/11 as the foundational event to build this empire out of, which they even admitted in documents previous to the attack they launched, they say they're going to use it as a foundational event, it's almost like a sacrament to just mindlessly not ask questions.
That's right, that it's sacrilegious to ask questions. And another focus, a feature of religion, unfortunately, most of the time, is that things are supposed to be taken on faith without proof. Now, that's not a characteristic of all religion, as some people mistakenly think, but it is a widespread tendency, and that's what we have here. And I saw an interview the other day by Ed Haas in the Muckraker Report, where he had interviewed Michael Newman, a spokesperson for for NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And Haas was saying, well, you know, we've got all these scientists now who are rejecting the NIST report, and there's this great division in the country between people who believe the official theory and don't. Why don't we just have a public debate between these scientists and get this cleared up?
They can't do it.
And he said that no scientist from NIST would engage in any public debate with any scientists who reject the NIST report.
You just hit the key point there. Charlie Sheen said, stop talking about what I did 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Talk about my facts. Challenge me on the facts. And I think that should be a slogan for the movement, is challenge us on the facts. Debate us on the facts. Don't use little buzzword religious dogma.
That's right. And Showbiz Tonight reported that they tried to get somebody from the government to come on and take on, a representative.
We learned it was Chairman Keene, and then he canceled an hour and a half before.
No, well, that was but I'm talking about the earlier night when Mike Berger from 911.truth.org was on.
Yes.
They brought on this woman from National Geographic who was completely incapable of speaking.
Fell on her face.
Authority about it, and evidently they tried to get some spokesperson from the government, and no one would come on. And then, as you say, the representative from the Kane Commission backed out at the last minute, so they had to cancel the show with Ed Asner and Sandra Hicks. So this is a sure sign, and that's what I raised in this talk, a sure sign that the official story is a myth in the pejorative sense.
Oh, they admitted to me that no one would come on to debate me, and I said, all the better. I can go on and just crush them. I mean, have you ever seen so much info spewed out in 2 6-minute segments? Have you seen them?
Then this is what should make people really suspicious, that nobody from the Kane Commission,
they
the government, or NIST will come on and defend their official reports.
Well, they put that little ringer in up against Berg and others, but they wouldn't get in the ring with me or Ed Asner.
No, and this shows you if with their best scientists on their payroll, they're afraid to take on radio talk shows and actors. They're in very bad shape.
Well, I agree with you, sir. I mean, it's really good news. And then the last day when they were going to have Asner on, they were going to go the whole week. They were saying, we're getting the highest ratings we've ever had. We're getting thousands of emails an hour, 53,400-plus votes, 83% believing Sheen that there's a cover-up of the official story. And they just said, yeah, we can't get anybody to debate you, and now we're not allowed to have anybody on unless somebody's debating. And then they're even saying, just kill the story, period. And it isn't even about ratings anymore.
I think maybe this would be a good strategy for the 9/11 truth movement to start taunting the government, say, come on, defend your account in public against people who are qualified to challenge it, and keep raising that challenge until maybe the mainstream media would say, isn't this peculiar?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a prize fighter that can't get any fights because no one will go up against them. Sometimes they've got to get on TV and taunt the opponent.
That's right. So maybe your show can be a forum for that taunting to go on.
Well, I've been taunting them for a long time. I mean,
sure.
I went on C-SPAN and taunted them. I've done thousands of radio interviews and taunted them. And you and I were involved in a national debate on Coast to Coast AM with Lance and others. And, I mean, it just that they had no facts. It was nothing but name-calling.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, actual representatives of the government. If they have any confidence in their story, they should have a spokesperson they can send out to debate people whom they consider, you know, nutty conspiracy theorists. If they think that we're all so nutty, they could surely show us up in a public debate.
Well, I hardly agree with you. Now, another example of this is the fact that the commission itself wouldn't even face the facts, saying, not even mentioning the support pillars, not even mentioning Building 7. We confronted Chairman Keene. We played the clips yesterday, but we confronted him Friday when he was here north of Austin in Georgetown at Southwestern University, and we said, why didn't you talk about Building 7? He said, oh, we didn't really look at that. I mean, that was
right.
Just his answer.
Right, because the FEMA report had already come out saying the best scenario they could come up with to explain the collapse of Building 7 had only a low probability of occurrence. So that's, I think, why the 9/11 Commission did not look at Building 7.
Well, I think Charlie Sheen was also kind of a trap for him, and we didn't do this on purpose, but I think it organically developed. Let me just say something about Mr. Sheen, and I'm not kissing up to him. I know a lot of other big Hollywood people, and they're not as informed. They're very informed, but not as informed as Sheen. This guy spends hours a day researching this, and he is so informed. And I think they thought in some quarters, the neocon publications, that they could attack him. But then everybody just asked the question. I mean, they'll have blogs on, say, Scripps Hour News Service, with 500 people, and there might be 6 people out of 500 that disagree with Sheen on the blog of a writer who was attacking Sheen, who then can't address any of his facts, just name calls. So I think it was kind of a trap for the neocons because they went and attacked Sheen, and they even admit, London Guardian writers and others admit, that it totally blew up in their face.
Yeah, and I think these percentages on CNN, when they ask their viewership, do you agree with Charlie Sheen that the government's covering up the truth? What was it, 82%, 83%?
It hit 86. They pulled it and then claimed it was 83.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time for somebody with some deep pockets to sponsor a Zogby poll nationwide asking the question, do you think our own government orchestrated 9/11, and it would be very interesting to find out what the current state is of that opinion, even though the mainstream media has yet to begin to address it. I think the percentage would be pretty high already.
Well, Jimmy Walter says he did a whole other Zogby I didn't know of. He's commissioned, too, and he said it got similar numbers.
I haven't heard about the second one.
He did another one a few months ago, yeah, and it's been... Well, let's take a few calls, sir. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and speak with Joel from London, England. Joel on line 9. You're on the air. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Alex. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you and Dr. Griffin.
You bet.
I've got two or three very quick points. My first one is to David Ray Griffin. How does he think it's being covered up, if it is? Do you think the establishment are threatening, really threatening a kind of 9-12 if people go public on it? Do you think it's that kind of level of, threat sort of being put down?
Let me just answer that and then get his take on it. They were already going to carry out more attacks if we hadn't fingered them. Now they're kind of in a catch-22 where they've been so caught, I think they're going to have another attack to go into Iran. David Ray Griffin, answer that, and we'll come back to his next question.
Well, I don't know, and I don't get very much into the future because it's so indeterminate. So I don't think I have anything to add to that.
Do you think we're in danger of these of this crowd carrying out more attacks, period?
Oh, sure. I think that's a definite danger. But, you know, whether they will do it or not, I don't have any predictions about that.
Don't you think it'll blow up in their face, literally and figuratively, if they try it?
I don't know. The people get so panicked when something like this happens that reason usually does not prevail.
For a while, though, but it's like a heroin addict. The dose gets bigger and bigger, but the effect gets diminished.
Yeah, but the effect lasts long enough to get the next operation going.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Joel, you want to add something else?
I just was going to ask...
Well, stay there. Stay there. I'll let you finish up from England.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
David Ray Griffin is our guest. In the next hour, we'll tell you about his two best-selling books, which we're trying to get a hold of to carry here. You can get them for his publisher. They're excellent, both of them. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to our caller, Joel in London, England. Joel, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I was just saying that, Alex, because I've noticed in the news, you've got Hamilton, Keane, and the Council on Foreign Relations have really been heavily talking up the threat of a new terrorist event. That's very concerning. Really.
Yeah, we got him on tape last Friday saying we're going to get nuked, give up all your rights, the internet's bad, biometrics will save you.
It's just extraordinary, really, because you can't help but interpret some of that. Is that part of that a response to the things with Charlie Sheen and yourself?
It's part of their fear-mongering as a bunch of criminal control freaks. David Ray Griffin, comments?
Nothing to add. I agree with you.
Anything else, Joel?
Yeah, one last point is on who I've heard from David Ray Griffin, some of his speeches. He often talks about Philip Zelikow, who's the secret, sort of, not secret, but the executive director of the 9/11 Commission. That's right, isn't it? And I mean, there's some extraordinarily disturbing information on this guy. If you go to Wikipedia, I don't know if you read it. I'm not going to read it all.
Well,
right
the
now,
whole commission
specializes in public myths and stuff like this. It's extraordinary. I mean, it's mind blowing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that whole commission had conflicts of interest. Keane's in business with the Bin Laden family. Thanks for the call. Comments on the conflicts of interest with the Keane Commission, David?
Well, yes. Let me add. I've learned a new thing about Philip Zelikow that's just amazing. You know, the one of the apparent motives for 9/11 was to get the new doctrine of preemptive warfare, preemptive preventive warfare, accepted, where we could attack other countries even though there was no imminent threat. This doctrine was first enunciated in the National Security Strategy of 2002. There hadn't been much public discussion about who was the author of that.
Zelikow.
James Mann in Rise of the Vulcans reports that first Richard Haass had written a first draft representing the State Department, and Condoleezza Rice looked at it and thought it wasn't bold enough, and so she brought in Zelikow to write this. So here you have that prior to becoming executive director of the 9/11 Commission, which was supposed to be investigating why the White House, how come this allowed these attacks to occur, he's the one who has written their primary ideological doctrine justifying this greatly increasingly bellicose foreign policy.
He's a neocon priest.
That's right.
Pushing a wars of aggression, Hitlerian invasion plans.
That's right. And Max Boot had called NSS 2002 a quintessentially neocon document. So this is the guy that's supposedly investigating the Bush administration, someone who holds the most bellicose views, they evidently, according to James Mann and others who've written about this, none of the others, like Cheney and Rumsfeld, even had to get involved, even though it sounds like their language, that they were perfectly content to let Rice and Zelikow handle the writing of
well,
this.
Well, exactly, but back to the commission, we asked Chairman Keane Friday, in the press conference, we said, this isn't independent. Bush appointed you. But he said, yes, but I appointed the others. Well, what does that mean? It's like Hitler appoints Heinrich Himmler, and then he appoints the SS deputies.
That's the new meaning of independence.
Yeah, and then first they tried to have Dr. Kissinger. All right, we've got a few more segments left with our guest. We'll come back, take more of your calls, and get into any other issues that David Ray Griffin wishes to cover. We'll tell you about his publisher and how to get his books as well. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.